Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's remark on February 14 in Parliament about investing in a new bridge over the Yukon River in Dawson City came as a surprise to the Yukon government and led the territorial official opposition party to raise questions, including in the Yukon Legislative Assembly last week. Below, the news takes a brief look back at the bridge situation before and after the now clarified remarks. Timeline of New Dawson Bridge over Yukon River by Dana Hatherley. March 2004. The Whitehorse Star publishes a story about the Yukon government beginning the process of designing a bridge over the Yukon River in Dawson City. October 2012. CBC reports that a bridge across the Yukon River is a top issue for mayoral and council candidates running in the municipal elections. July 2019. Then Yukon MP Larry Bagnell and then Territorial Minister of Highways and Public Works Richard Mostyn announce $157 million over 10 years for North Klondike Highway work through the Fed's National Trade Corridors Fund, NTCF. July 2021. Federal and territorial governments announce additional funding over 7 years for Round 2 of North Klondike Highway work between CarMax and Stewart Crossing. This funding captured upgrades to the North Klondike Highway, a bridge in Dawson, EV charging stations along the North Klondike Highway, and intelligent transportation systems, the Yukon government's cabinet communications team said. However, a scope change request was made to reallocate Yukon River Bridge in Dawson City funding under the NTCF program towards the Nisutlan Bay Bridge. January 2022. Briefing notes prepared for Nils Clark, the current Highways and Public Works Minister, look to the future of a river crossing in Dawson City. Given the costs, and the uncertainty caused by climate change, Highways and Public Works is exploring options on what a long-term solution to the Yukon River crossing in Dawson City could look like, reads the briefing note. The department will be gathering public input from affected businesses, stakeholders and residents this summer to help inform next steps. Summer 2022. The feds agree to change the project scope, as noted by the Yukon government's cabinet communications team. 2022. The Yukon government requests that Transport Canada update its website to reflect accurate projects in the Yukon. May 2023. The scope change is formalized in an updated agreement for highway reconstruction, per the Yukon government's cabinet communications team. September 2023. The scope change gets formalized in an updated agreement for the Nisutlan Bay Bridge replacement in September 2023, Cabinet Communications said. That's why the territorial government's five-year capital plans contain no reference to a bridge over the Yukon River in Dawson City, per Cabinet Communications. January 12, 2024. The Yukon government releases a What We Heard, report on the Yukon River crossing in Dawson City. Yukon undertook community engagement in 2023 to better understand the needs of Dawson City residents related to the methods of a river crossing. Feedback on a crossing option were mixed. Additionally, engagement with Trondek Weechin government would need to occur throughout this process, Cabinet Communications said. February 14, 2024. Trudeau states in Parliament that the federal government is investing through the NTCF in a new bridge over the Yukon River in Dawson City. According to the Yukon government's cabinet communications team, the territorial government had initially assumed Trudeau misspoke, and his comment was a reference to the Nisutlan Bay Bridge being built over Teslin Lake in Teslin. February 15, 2024. The Yukon Party has questions following Trudeau's remarks. The Prime Minister's Office clarifies Trudeau's remarks. An email statement to the news from Press Secretary Jenna Gosabe clarifies what Trudeau was referring to. The $135 million provided to the Yukon government under the funding program as part of Phase 2 of upgrading the North Klondike Highway. The funding covered reconstructing 100 kilometers of road between CarMax and Stewart Crossing and building a new bridge over the Yukon River in Dawson City, per the statement. Per Gosabe, in 2022, the Yukon government asked that the money earmarked for Dawson City's bridge be used to rebuild the existing Nisutlan Bay Bridge, as it was in urgent need of replacement, given that it was nearing end of service life. Projects funded by the NTCF listed on the federal government's website still specifically mention $135 million for aspects of the North Klondike Highway Corridor, including construction of a new bridge over the Yukon River in Dawson City. February 16, 2024. The news publishes a story about no new bridge being planned for Dawson City, according to the Yukon government. March 27, 2024. Yukon Party leader Curry Dixon raises questions in the Yukon Legislative Assembly about the significant confusion triggered by Trudeau's remarks. He asks if Canada provided funding to the Yukon for a new bridge in Dawson City and how much money was originally applied for regarding a bridge project in Dawson. When the Yukon government decided to reprofile that money from the Dawson Bridge to the overbudgeted Nisutland Bay Bridge, did they inform the government of Canada, and if so, why was the Prime Minister not aware of that? Dixon wondered in his third question. Clark confirms funds secured for Dawson Bridge went to Teslin Bridge. Clark attempts to roast Dixon in return, citing a 2014 news story about the Yukon Party government cancelling the Nisutland Bay Bridge project. The federal website no longer mentions investing in a new bridge in the historic Gold Rush town. Contact Dana Hatherley at dana.hatherley@yukon-news.com.